Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Semi-Scribble podcast, a show about reading books by Africans or people of Black descent that inspire us. I'm Akinyi, and I'll be taking you through books that inspire marginalia, books that changed your worldview and life. Stay tuned. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Semi-Scribble podcast. I'm your host, Akinyi. It has been a long time. And I did miss you, but I'm back. And I am starting off the second part of season two because I took a little break. Life happens, and I hope everybody understands that. I'm starting off the second part with a book by an author that really blew my mind. I just have to start by saying that Imbolo Mbue is my new fave. And if you haven't heard of her, if you haven't read her work, I'm going to tell you exactly why you should read about her. I'm going to do things a little bit differently today. I want to give you an outline of what's coming up. You can definitely expect the book discussion on Behold the Dreamers, which is her debut novel. And then I'm going to tell you about my current reads. And if you follow me on Instagram, you already know exactly what I have been getting into. And finally, I'm going to introduce you to a new segment called Something to Note, where I'll be highlighting a few things that are going on in the book world. Let's get into it. Behold the Dreamers by Imbolo Mbue is a fictional novel about immigration. It was originally published in 2016. It has about 382 pages, so it's not really that thick. You can definitely get through it in a jiffy if you are a fast reader. This book is about Jende Jonga, who's a Cameroonian immigrant living in Harlem, New York. Jende is married and his wife is Neni Jonga. It's about how these two navigate their status of immigration while being in New York and trying to chase, quote unquote, the American dream. Other characters that we get to know in this book are Clark Edwards, who is a Lehman Brothers executive and is essentially Jende's boss, and Cindy Edwards, his wife, who somewhat ends up becoming Neni's boss somewhere along the line. The book tells us about how Jende is trying to make a new life for his family in New York. When we encounter Jende in the beginning of this book, he is desperately looking for a job. He is in a precarious situation because his immigration status is sort of hanging in the balance. He hasn't been granted the green card that he was hoping to get, but he's actually appealing the green card. And when I read that, I thought, okay, maybe this is what this book is going to be about. It's going to be about how he's scammed by his lawyer, because there is a lawyer character in this book that I just don't understand how people are trusting him, because the way he speaks, probably it's very matter of fact. He lacks some sort of empathy and sort of just clamps people together in trying to tell them, this is what you're going to expect. This is what the positive outcome would look like. This is what the negative outcome would look like. But there's a lack of connection with his client, I think, in my perspective at least, that made me wonder if most of the plot would focus on the lawyer, and it did not, and I'm really grateful for that. Jende is busy looking for a job. It's a little bit difficult to get a job if your immigration status is up in the air in the US. But he manages to get an introduction to Clark Edwards because of his cousin. His cousin manages to get him into the office of Clark Edwards, where Jende performs what we are all used to. And when I say we, is that if you're an African and you know that somebody has been offered an opportunity in another country, most likely a Western country, there's sort of a performance that we tend to pick up where we are really trying very hard to please, and nothing untoward that is said to us phases us. We are just very much focused on the bag, and Jende does that exceptionally well, and he manages to get the job as a chauffeur to Mr. Clark Edwards. And this sort of introduces the rest of the Edwards family to us in the book. Neni, on the other hand, is a student, and I believe she's studying nursing, or she is aspiring to be a registered nurse. But in order to do that, she is studying all the other sciences or doing an associate's degree, I could get this a little bit wrong, so forgive me if I'm not getting it right. She's studying an associate's degree. She's having a hard time being taken seriously by her advisor at the school. And also, it's a financial burden, remember, on Jenda's family to make sure that she goes to school in order to, quote unquote, attain the American dream on her part. And they have a lovely one-year-old son who makes an appearance here and there. I must say, the children in this book are wonderful. They're lovely. Their personalities are just so awesome. All but one, which is the eldest, Edward's son, who goes off to India to find himself. But this is not going to be a commentary on that. I can just say, yes, that happened, and you can make your own conclusions about that. So the two questions that came up to me when I was reading this book, or kept coming up to me, is what is dignity? And something that I pulled from the experience I had in reading Such a Fun Age, which was, how far do you go for ambition, right? Is everything fair in terms of pursuing your dream? Jende really does all that he can, but battling, number one, trying to get his immigration status sorted, trying to appease his boss, and then the book throws us a curveball because it's sort of centered or based around the time when Lehman Brothers collapses. And I think that's the whole financial crisis. It kicks off the whole financial crisis in the US. Essentially, Jende is always in a constant state of stress and tension, not knowing how is he going to survive in this job. But more than that, he's looking at how his boss is navigating this situation, and that shows him just how dire the situation is. So he has to sort of carry his boss's stress and his own stress in dealing with this economic crisis, on top of also not having his immigration status completely on the up and up. Please note, he hadn't told Mr. Edwards this when he applied for the job, because obviously he would not have got the job. So there's so many layers of tension that are built into Jende's character that are so real for me. And for those of you who've been listening to this podcast for a long time, you know that I really admire authors who can bring out real life situations in their characters and real life emotive experiences. So Jende is going through it. He has to question himself as to what exactly is he doing all this for? Does he really need to continue chasing this quote-unquote American dream? Or should he be able to pivot? Obviously, he cannot make this decision alone because he has a family, and part of his family is Nenny. Nenny is the quintessential I love New York type of immigrant. Nenny cannot believe her luck that she is walking in Times Square. There's a passage in the book where she's describing being in the hecticness of what is New York, and it's really wonderful to experience that through her eyes. Nenny is the positive thinker. She's the we can do this. She's essentially really the one who tries to propel Jende through all these situations that they have at work, because Nenny essentially does get to also work with the Edwards, where she is working with Cindy Edwards, who is Clark's spouse. Nenny is not having this talk from Jende about going back on their plans, and the tension between the two of them is also something really interesting to witness through this narrative. It gets to a point where it's really dicey, but that dicey aspect makes it very, very real. The supporting characters in this book are marvelous. Like I mentioned, there's Jende's cousin, there's Nenny's friends, there are the other African immigrants who are also trying to make it work within New York City. And obviously the kids that I mentioned, there are wonderful scenes of having these parties, and the food is described and the music is described, and you can literally picture yourself within that particular scene. Why I enjoyed this book is because I've always asked myself if I would ever pursue the American dream. And my answer has always been a constant no. I would not want to pursue an American dream. I am very happy to be in my home country. I really admire those people who have that drive to go and try and start it out there. So this book really spoke to me in terms of showing the two sides of that coin, especially for people who have tried to do it and are now bargaining with themselves as to whether they should continue that. One thing that I would definitely pick from this book in order to tell you is the whole idea about immigration. From an African perspective, immigration goes beyond getting out of your home country and into the host country. And I think most narratives focus on that part about the difficulty of just getting out of your home country, right? Behold the Dreamers, however, continues this story of immigration within the host country and how difficult it actually is to make it. I know we've all had stories about people saying that their relatives are bawling out there in whichever country that they're in, and at the back of our minds, we always tell ourselves, it just can't be that great, especially with how social media has exposed us to more of the ills that are out there than the positives. So we do know that it's not all, you know, hot dogs and mustard and pretzels in New York that people are enjoying. There's definitely difficult things happening. If you think about the living conditions that some of these people have to endure, and that's brought out really well in this book. If you think about the jobs that they have to take, and many of those stories we've heard about how people have to have 2, 3, or 4 jobs in order just to survive, basically. We've heard about the type of jobs that they need to take as caregivers to people who don't really actually want to see them as human beings. This book goes ahead to show us that part and then asks the question as to whether it is worth it to continue, and we get two perspectives about that. The character that I loved to hate was Cindy Edwards. I am not apologetic about that. When you read this book, you might differ with me and say, Akinyi, you're being a little bit harsh because of her backstory, but her backstory or not, I really disliked Cindy Edwards. Cindy could have been an ally to Jende and Nenny because she had a modicum of experience in her life that could sort of make her understand exactly how hard it is. But instead, she turned into the quintessential Karen in this narrative. And I loved to hate her. And I don't feel bad about what happened to her. That does not mean that I don't think that people who have suffered difficult experiences or who have mental health issues should not receive the help that they require. But Cindy just did not make an impression on me where I wanted her to survive in any shape or form. But hit me up in the comments and tell me what your take was on Cindy's character. I would definitely rate this book really high. I loved this book and I loved discovering Imbolo Mbue, and that definitely launched me into looking for more of her work, which we're going to discuss in the next section, my current reads. Like I said, because of reading Behold the Dreamers, I really, really went into Imbolo Mbue stan mode, and I wanted to find everything that she's written so that I could immerse myself in it. And I did discover that there's a book that she released, and that book is called How Beautiful We Were, which was released in March 2021. And the plot of that book is about environmental degradation and the effects in a fictional African village known as Kosawa. It's a completely different book from Behold the Dreamers. I started it and I felt some type of way because she writes so well. I keep saying that I find myself immersed within the scenes of these books. So I just could not take the hecticness that is How Beautiful We Were. And I've placed that aside and I'll get back to it when I am in a more freeing spirit. I was really stressed at work, so I could not do this book. I should mention that I did listen to Behold the Dreamers on audiobook. You know how we do. That's the best way for me to get through books, especially when I'm having a very busy period at work. It helps me de-stress. I listen to it in between doing other things. That's the best way for me to do it. How Beautiful We Were, I've also started on audiobook, and I will continue that on audiobook. My current read is the Broken Earth Trilogy by N.K. Jemisin. Y'all, I have never read fantasy fiction. Like, I'm not your stereotypical sci-fi girl, but N.K. Jemisin has transformed me. I am wholly immersed within this fantasy series. It is amazing. I mean, for me to move from the first book, which was the fifth season, right into the Obelisk Gate, which I've just finished, and I'm going to jump into the third book this week so that I can come back and give you a review of the whole trilogy. It's amazing. The characters are amazing. Just keep up with me on social media to see my real-time reaction to these books, but that's my current read. And finally, to the last segment of this episode, something to note. I'll be ending all my episodes going forward with this little section where I highlight a few things that are happening in the book space that I think are important to note. And the first thing I'd like all of us to note is that Akweke Emezi is on the cover of Time and they look stunning. I have reposted this on the Instagram page. If you want to know more about Akweke Emezi, if you are a new listener, you can definitely go check out my episode on fresh water. I mean, you'll understand why they are on the cover of Time. And that's all from this episode. I hope you enjoy the new segments. I'm going to try to be a little bit more structured and methodical going forward so that you know exactly what to expect. I just want to say thank you very much to Tevin Sudi, who helped me with the intro and the outro, which I love and I hope you're enjoying. All right, guys, I'm back. Bye. Well, that's the end of this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Thank you to everyone who helped in the creation of this episode and to African authors for continuing to inspire us. Please subscribe to the podcast anywhere you access your favorite podcast and follow us on social media at podcast_semi. That's at podcast_semi on all platforms. Until next time, I'm Akinyi. Bye.